This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's public school enrollment continues to decline this year. It's the lowest mark in a decade. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado's declining birth rate is accelerating the enrollment drop. Migration to the state has also slowed. There were 1,800 fewer students across the state. This year, kindergarten through first grades declined the most. White students saw the largest drop in numbers overall. Latino students saw the largest increase. Several large major districts saw enrollment declines, including Jefferson County, Douglas County, Cherry Creek, and Adams 12. Denver and Aurora saw increases. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A man who struck and killed a Weld County deputy in 2022 was sentenced to 24 years in prison, the maximum penalty under state law. Norberto Garcia Gonzalez pleaded guilty in November. Investigators said he ran a stop sign and hit Deputy Alexis Heinutz, who was driving her motorcycle to work. A candidate for Congress is on probation from a DUI incident. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Republican State Representative Mike Lynch was charged in 2022 for speeding, driving under the influence, and having a firearm while intoxicated.
Lynch told CPR News that it was obviously a bad choice, that he made a mistake and he's learned from it. He also said he's quit drinking and is glad to no longer have alcohol in his life. Lynch has been minority leader since late 2022 and announced his bid for Colorado's 4th congressional seat earlier this month to replace Republican Congressman Ken Buck, who's not seeking re-election. Lynch is still on probation and is not allowed to have a weapon until June of this year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver will pay $2.3 million to a man who lost an eye after police shot him with pepper balls during protests in 2020. Jax Feldman's lawyer said Feldman was near a protest but not participating. The case is the latest of several settlements paid to people injured by police during the protests. This is CPR News.